Mackenzie, and you can call in right now. What did you spill all over the place? 833-563-2539. So, last night, my wife, Lindsay, is trying to make dinner, and I appreciate her for doing that. She is a saint, always helping out. Our kitchen, the smoke alarm's going off. It's just a cluster, okay? And she wasn't even burning it. It's just, for some reason, it's really sensitive, which I guess it's a blessing it works. I'm reaching in, trying to meal prep my food, Mackenzie. You know, I'm just trying to eat healthier. No crazy diet, just eating real food, so I got to bring work, you know, food to work. I'm reaching. I reach with for something. I don't even remember, maybe the rice or something in the back of the fridge. I knock with my big meat cleaver of hands over a dozen eggs, a carton of eggs, and I see it. I'm like, no.
It's like that slow motion. Did they all just crash?
Felt like I was playing Call of Duty with pork chop, and we're like, cluster strike. And then they go, beep, 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 beep.
I envision your wife being like, what did you do?
Oh, well, after I started saying the F word way more than humanly allowed, and I know I'm going to have to put a bar of soap in my mouth, yet she was like, ugh. When you get an ugh from a woman, that's not good.
Right.
And it just sucks because it landed upside down, so I had to like flip it over and just goo everywhere.
I think it's funny because you're panicking. You're like, am I going to get salmonella?
Well, it's Mackenzie, it starts going under the fridge.
Oh, no.
I'm like, so do I have to drag the whole fridge over it? And then, because I can't lift it up.
You're like, I just don't want to deal with this right now.
So eventually I used up the remaining paper towel. So I used like a whole roll, I think. Scooped it all up. Got it slimy. You know, just a regular egg all gooey. Threw that in the garbage. And then I had to grab like some Lysol antibacterial wipes. Because pretty sure you can have salmonella. I'm not an expert. But I know it's not good to have egg on the floor.
No.
I don't want my dogs licking it. Because one of them, Paddington's allergic to everything except for like water and air.
That is so stressful. The biggest thing I ever spilled that was like an emergency. So I was on the West Coast and I was about to go live. I had like 20 minutes. I was like, oh, I'm starving. I got an acai bowl. So like a bowl. And I got the Blue Magic, which I thought, oh, this is going to be delicious. Acai bowls, not a car food on the go. So I'm parked outside of the location. I'm about to go live on TV. I have a beautiful lavender dress on and I dip in and I flip somehow the bowl all over my dress. Blew all over down the front. I go into a sheer panic. I don't have time to go home. I'm supposed to be live on television in now like 15 minutes. And it was, so I was like, think fast, think fast, think fast. So I had, there was a little boutique, like in the corner of my eye. So I literally ran, bought whatever I saw on the mannequin, threw off the dress, put on the new dress, went in there. My shoes didn't match it. It was like, I had to make it work. But it was,
gosh.
I mean, it was like a sheer panic moment of like, what do I do? I couldn't just like not go on live.
Yeah.
But I had, I mean, I had like coconut and like
you're like,
all
hey,
over.
Just do a tight face shot, my neck up.
And it went all down like between my driver's seat and the console.
Oh.
I mean, it was all over my car. Actually, I never really got it out. I had it detailed twice and I could still see like blue.
Ugh.
My old car. Now it's someone else's
yeah,
problem.
Congratulations. It comes with some IC bowl or whatever. 833-563-2539. What did you spill all over? Chops?
Well, when I was working at Applebee's, I had just cut like, an entire pan of lemons, like a huge pan. I'd been cutting lemons for probably an hour. And then, you know, for like the whole day. So I had the pan and how was I holding it? I was like holding it with like one hand and like my hip and my, because I had
like
something.
Like laundry or something?
Yeah, yeah. I had something else in my other hand. And my manager literally goes, you know, you shouldn't hold it like that. And then I go to open the refrigerator thing and the whole pan of lemons just all over the floor. And I was like, man, you spoke that into existence. That's your fault, not mine.
I would say it's your bad technique, but yeah, you're like, no, it's fun.
That is the worst. We have a rule at my place now, no slime allowed, because all parents know kids are loving slime. And my little one, long story short, there was slime. Actually, my mom, I think, was responsible because she was moving stuff around in her room, didn't know there's blue slime all over the white carpet.
I'm going to say stay away from blue. You and your daughter need to stay away from blue, too, okay?
Bad deal.
833-563-2539. We want to hear from you. What did you spill all over? Oh, boy. I never want to spill those eggs again. I dropped a whole carton of eggs last night when I was trying to move something around in the fridge. It was just a terrible mess.
And we can all relate to this because you have no one else to blame but yourself. We want to know, what did you spill? 833-563-2539.
By the way, there's actually a picture of me with all the lemons on the ground on Facebook. I'm going to try to find it. It's from like 15 years ago.
Yes, please put it up on... I did not have time to take a photo last night because me and my wife were about to like have World War III. She was having a hard time cooking. I was making a mess. But if we could put your photo up there, that'd be good so everybody could laugh at Pork Chop's lemon story. Let's go to Jada. Hey, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Jada, what did you spill?
I spilled a whole bottle of vinegar on me.
Oh, no. How do you ever get that smell off?
I don't know. I was in high school, and I was in a ceramics class, and just the whole bottle spilled all over me. And unfortunately, I couldn't go home that day, so I smelled like that the whole day.
After that, did you just always bring something else with you? Because that's what I would do, Mackenzie. I would be like, all right, I'm going to have a spare change of clothes in case I vinegar myself.
Were people totally avoiding you that day?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, here comes vinegar. I mean, Jada. No, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Crystal on Joe and Mackenzie. Crystal, what did you spill everywhere?
So when I was younger, I was helping clean up dinner with my parents, and I decided it was a great idea to swing an entire bottle of sweet and sour sauce as I was going to put it in the fridge. And when the lid came off, it flew all over the kitchen, all into the dining room where we had like this fuchsia carpet. And it was the entire bottle of sweet and sour sauce, bright red.
God, you're just like, why?
Why am I doing this? And you're like, if I wouldn't have done that, no problem.
And now you're like, I have no sweet and sour sauce. Boo.
That's the worst part, not even cleaning up. Crystal, thank you. Anna, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. We need to know from you, what did you spill all over the place? Anna, are you there?
Oh, hey, sorry.
It's all good. What'd you spill?
So a few months ago, I went to visit my boyfriend's sister's house for the first time. And, like, his whole family's there, and they're all in the living room. And we had just gotten milkshakes, and I'm done with mine, so I'm in the kitchen by myself. And I go to put it in the freezer, and it's, like, the pull-out kind of freezer on the bottom of the fridge.
Yeah.
And I put it in, like, under the ice maker a little bit, and I tried to put it in there good, but when I went to close it, the ice maker, like, pushed up, and it just squeezed the cup, and the entire, like, strawberry milkshake just went out into the ice maker and all into the entire rest of the freezer.
That kind of sounds delicious, though. Strawberry ice?
Yeah, but I'm just, like, standing in the room by myself trying to figure out how to, like, clean it up without any of them noticing.
Did you tell them after it was kind of cleaned up?
Well, the fridge was, like, right in the doorway.
Oh, so dang it.
I'm, like, looking over at them, and they're not paying attention. I'm trying to get my boyfriend's attention to come, like, help me get it all figured out, and he comes in. And, like, looks at it and looks at me. And then he goes and gets his sister. And she looks at it and looks at me. And then they just tell everyone.
See, you just close the door. You're like, Mackenzie, how do you do it? Just close the door and walk away.
And when, like, they discover it, you're like, I don't know. That's so weird.
I had a chocolate milkshake. Strawberry. Gross.
What happened?
Billiam, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What did you spill all over the place?
Well, when I was 8 years old, back in Scotland, we were slaughtering a sheep to make some haggis and this blood pudding, blood sausage.
Blood pudding?
It was my job to collect the blood. So here I've got my little 3 gallon bucket, and I've collected all the blood, and it's almost to the top. And as I'm walking away, a baby lamb comes and just runs into me, and 3 gallons of blood in the air, all over me, the floor of the barn, which is not supposed to be on the floor.
I just had food poisoning.
Like,
I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't deal with the story right now.
Little lamb runs by and screams at him, what are you doing? Get out of here. Billiam, thank you for calling in. Erica, we'll kind of wrap things up. What is your case? What did you spill all over?
Well, we just got done remodeling our whole kitchen. And, you know, it took months. My husband and I did a great job. I had a girlfriend over, and I'm like, hey, let's have some wine. Why don't you pick which one you want? So we got Brown County Blackberry, which is like purple, and I opened it up, and it exploded all over my face and all over the whole kitchen.
No, of course it's not like Chardonnay.
No, so everything was purple. Our island's white. The ceiling was stained purple. I stayed up till 3 a.m. fixing the ceiling because I literally just couldn't sleep with it like that.
Well, it looked like you guys had quite the party. Quite the wine time.
No kidding. I want to hang out with Erica and have someone.
Wine on the ceilings.
Let's go to Kelsey. We'll wrap it up with her. Kelsey, what did you spill all over?
In high school, and we would make these 5-gallon buckets of ranch every day, and we would mix it with a power tool, and I went to mix this huge 5-gallon bucket of ranch, and I pushed the button on the tool too hard, and the entire bucket of ranch went all over me, all over the store. It was awful.
God, it probably looked like a murder scene.
No, however, yeah, ranch is so delicious.
Disgusting.
Mackenzie's there like, we got any bread? This would be really good.
Dip some breadsticks?
Oh my gosh. How long did that place reek of ranch?
Honestly, probably like a week. And it was all stuck in my hair. I loved ranch and now I can't look at it the same.
Oh my God. How do you get ranch out of your hair?
Cut it off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Kelsey, thank you for the call. And if anybody else has anything, tweet us, Joe and Mackenzie, if you got a photo. Porkchop, do you ever find a picture of those lemons you dropped?
Yeah. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv, everyone, look at your phones real quick. I just texted it to you. Look at this throwback picture from 2009.
Oh, look how cute little producer Porkchop is.
Look at all those lemons, though. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, you could see my manager in the back left. That's the one that told me don't hold it like that. And look at that other girl's face. She's just like...
I love that you have, like, a bowl cut.
That's kind of how my hair looks right now.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, you know what's coming up next, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, good. Box of shame, and it's not me.
That's right. As of now, it is Liv the Web Girl. She could roll doubles and transfer her box of shame punishment. So we will do that all next and find out what's going to happen. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.